This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony and the gang. I'm from Jersey. Been listening to you guys for about 2-3 weeks now. Y'all have me hooked, like seriously hooked on your show. I have a lot of stories to tell, but I'm going to share this one that just keeps coming up because every time that I listen to your stories, I think maybe y'all can help me understand and maybe even heal. I know that sounds so wild, but I haven't really had the same vulnerability to my sensitivity since this last encounter of mine. So about 6 years ago, my family and I were on like our last summer trip, and we had this thing, me and my brothers and sister, and even sometimes my mom, to just go on ghost tours wherever we were going, wherever we were visiting, because we loved it. Like, we always had very sensitive people in the house, in the family, and we found peace in learning about folks and history and understanding spaces and truly gaining respect for spaces in that way, right? So this summer, one of our last stops on the way home was Savannah, Georgia. And so my brother decided, you know, I'm going to go on a ghost tour. Who wants to come with me? I was the only one that night who was like, I'm going to go. So me and my brother, mind you, we're like super horror junkies and super ghost junkies and all the things that you could possibly imagine. So we're all about this, right? In a very respectful way. In that, right, like, we wanted to go and just kind of learn about, you know, what is this specifically plantation home doing being a ghost tour? Why is a plantation house out into the open in Savannah, Georgia for a ghost tour? Like, what is so big about this history? So we go and we learned about the history of this house. This house was owned by a slave owner who not only took advantage of black people, but of his own people. So I'm going to just keep, as the story goes on, I'm going to refer to him as the White Devil. So the White Devil did a lot of shit to the women who were in his home, one of which was related to him, and the others were all working for him. The people, the slaves who lived within his home and resided in his home, are believed to have performed their own spiritual ceremonies, I guess you could say, in the basement as a cleansing for themselves and also wishing bad upon this man. This man was really fucked up and also had an affair and was intimate with his niece. This niece took her own life. All this to say, these are all things that we were learning as we're in the ghost tour. So eventually we reached the basement and we're there. And I haven't really talked about this. So my brother and I are just listening to the ghost tour. We're all the way in the back. We're all the way in the way, 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 way back. And my brother likes to fuck around with me a lot. Okay. He likes to spook people and just like be funny sometimes. And just like, you know, just be who he is. It's a fun thing sometimes, but this time around, I didn't like it. I basically start hearing my brother saying mad disrespectful things to me, kind of like teasing me and taunting me. And I thought he was just trying to push my buttons because of, you know, the conversation that the tour guide was having with us about the history of the home. And I thought it was actually really insensitive, right? So like in this moment, I'm hearing all these things and I'm thinking all these things. I'm hearing him and it's like he's literally on my right side and I'm hearing it on my right side. And so I turn around and I'm like, hey, yo, like cut your shit. Like, stop it. It's not funny. So he looks at me kind of like cringes his face, and he looks back at the tour guide. Completely dismisses what I tell him to stop doing, and he continues to do it. He's teasing me. He's calling me a see you next Tuesday. He's saying all these awful things to me, making me feel horrible about myself. I don't know in the moment why, what's going on. As I go to turn around to my brother, I look at him and I say, hey, yo, what the fuck is good with you? Stop it. In that moment, the tour guide interrupts us, asks us what's going on. I tell them I need to go. I need to get out of the basement because I'm not feeling very well. Mind you, as this is happening, I am feeling this overwhelming pressure coming upon my body and my head, and this horrible feeling of dread and anger. Like, I couldn't control my anger. So my brother, fast forward, walks me out of the basement, and I swear it was like I stepped out into the fresh air, and I kid you not, it was like a coin fucking dropped, and I felt completely fine. I was tired, but I felt fine. Like, I felt like something had just whooshed out of my body. I don't even know. Like, it was like the emotions left my body in the instant, in that moment. So I took a breath. I didn't really say much. I was kind of still pissed at my brother. I let it go. I just, like, in that moment, assumed it was a joke, whatever. I didn't want to really talk about how I was feeling. So he asked me if I was good. I'm like, let's just take a second, man. So we took, like, maybe 10 minutes, and then we decided we were going to continue the tour on our own because the tour guide had already finished but let folks, you know, wander for an extra few. So we decided we were going to finish the tour ourselves and go into the cottage house that was in the back. So we decide to do what we usually do, which is just kind of, you know, take a feel for the space and embrace the space and just try to see if, you know, we could learn about the history just by being there and feeling the space. Again, it was like clockwork. We walk into this room. And it's upstairs, but it's like the top right. It was like this old cottage house. It wasn't too tall, but it had a second floor. And the second floor had its, like, I guess it was like a bathroom. And then on the far left, right off the stairs, was a bedroom. It was completely empty. My brother says, listen, I just want to take a minute. Like, he basically spoke to the space or whoever could have been there in the time. Let them know, you know, that we were there. We were, you know, good with good intention. We were just getting to the space and we would be out, you know, soon. And we hope that they could respect that and be well. And if they needed us to leave, let us know. So we were silent for maybe 2 minutes. And the 2 minutes didn't even pass because maybe 40, 30 seconds into our silence, my brother says, I don't like this. I don't like this. We got to get out. We got to get out. We have something's happening. We have to get out. And I swear in that moment, I felt the same feelings again. Right before he said anything, I was feeling it. And at the same time, I thought I heard something. I'm like, I hear something, but this time no one was talking to me. I heard someone and I thought there was like a little girl because there had been a girl on the tour. And I thought maybe she was like up there and I heard something. I don't know what it was. I thought just like maybe, you know, I thought I heard something, someone talking. So I heard, right, someone talking, and Joaquin says, my brother says this at the same time, and I'm like, okay, you're good, and I felt fine, but I felt so, it was really weird. I felt like a limbo, and we go down the stairs, mind you, like, we're taking our time down the stairs. Well, I am. My brother is out of there. I have to take my time down the stairs because I feel like I'm literally losing the energy out of me. I get out of the cottage, and all of a sudden, I swear, like, the life is back inside of me. Fast forward, we leave that tour. 2 hours pass. We did not speak of anything that had happened. The following day, we spoke about what happened. I did not share with you that I was recording our entire time inside of the cottage. And also, I forgot to mention that this plantation owner's niece took her life in this cottage. When I went back with my brother the following day to listen to what we had experienced in that cottage house, I, with a hand on my heart, tell you, 2 seconds before my brother in the audio, you hear him say, "No, this is not good. We got to leave. There's something wrong in here." You hear this horrible gurgling, like choking sound. And it was so scary. And it makes me so sad. And it was so sad because this girl, she was a teenager. She was 15, 16, who took her own life back then. She had hung herself in that room, in that same exact room. I have never spoken about that day after the fact, unless it was with my brother. I have never been able to describe truly or relive, thank God, the feeling that I felt that night in the basement. And the worst part is that my brother is not the person who was saying those things to me. I believe him. He swore to me that he would never say those things to me. He thought I was messing with him. He thought I was crazy when I told him. And then we listened to that audio on my phone. And I have the phone somewhere. I can definitely send it in to you guys. It's probably in a storage space somewhere. But the phone still exists with that audio recording of the young girl. And I know what I heard. And he knows what he heard, and we do not talk about it. And I will never go on a ghost tour again. I have yet to heal from the feeling, that horrible feeling of dread that I felt in that basement, of anger, of complete just hate. And I don't know what it was. I believe that the people who lived in that home suffered. But it's definitely changed my perspective on the quote-unquote entertainment of paranormal. I never looked at it in that way until I really saw myself in that space. And I thought, I must be doing something wrong here because I feel like someone's trying to harm me in this space. So I don't know what y'all have to say about all this. I know it was a long story. I don't even know if you guys like listen to this and you match up both audios, but what does someone do when they feel that? Like, have y'all felt that? Is there any healing behind that? This is a really special, confidential story just because of how personal it really feels to this day. But yeah, I guess, like, what does someone do when they can't get that bad juju out of their heart, like, after the fact? Mind you, it's been 5-6 years. I will never, ever, ever go back on a tour. Never. I won't. I can't do it. I won't. And mind you, I've always been sensitive my whole life to all the energies around me. And the way that I pick up on things now is just different. I don't know if I've skewed my own reality. But what do you guys think? Like, is there life after ghost trauma? Like, that sounds so ridiculous, but like, what does one do? What do I do with that?
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.